From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The government's monthly jobs report has brought some welcome news. Employers continued the positive trend of the past few months by adding 227,000 jobs in February. Still, the unemployment rate did not fall. It remains at 8.3%. Here's NPR's Jim Zaroli with more about the numbers.
There was job growth across the board in February in just about every sector of the economy, including education, manufacturing, and healthcare. And job growth didn't just pick up last month. The Labor Department said payrolls increased more than first estimated in December and January, too. In the past 3 months alone, the economy has added nearly 750,000 jobs. Carrie Leahy is senior economist at Decision Economics.
The economy was feared to be dipping into a recession last summer, and lo and behold, the economic numbers generally improved. Things got perkier, and in particular, the U.S. labor market is starting to heat up.
Today's report confirms what many economists have been saying for months. Though the jobless rate is still uncomfortably high, there are unmistakable signs that the worst of the downturn is behind us. Although a gain of 227,000 jobs in a single month is not huge, it is enough over time to bring down the unemployment rate, albeit at a slow pace. Alan Krueger is chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors.
Today's report, combined with the past 6 months' report, as well as other data coming in, like unemployment insurance claims, show an economy on the mend. We are digging our way out of the deep hole that the president inherited when he took office.
Despite the increase in payrolls, the overall U.S. unemployment rate stayed where it was at 8.3%. That was because of a sudden increase of nearly 500,000 people in the U.S. workforce. Some economists said that was something of a statistical fluke, but Gus Fauché, senior economist at PNC Financial Services, sees it as a positive sign.
Although there was a big jump in the number of jobs, we actually saw a lot of people coming back into the labor force, people who'd given up and stopped looking for work and then started to look for work again.
Fauché says the numbers today point to persistent but moderate economic growth over the next 2 years. Of course, the U.S. economy appeared to be on the mend last year, too, only to get derailed by the Japanese earthquake and tsunami and the European debt crisis. Carrie Leahy says something similar could happen this year. The rise in gasoline prices in particular is a worrisome sign. But Leahy says the U.S. economy is strong enough to withstand pressures in a way it wasn't last year.
If you are generating these kinds of jobs and it improves people's confidence about the economy, then you have a greater case for a self-reinforcing recovery where better jobs lead to better spending and better spending leads to better jobs.
And Leahy says this kind of recovery can be a powerful force for growth, generating optimism that feeds on itself. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.